Good afternoon. It's 1:20 p.m. Sunday afternoon, January 22nd, 2012. Ooh, busy day. Holy cow, what a busy day. Another day where I slept in, so the day got off to a slow start to begin with. I woke up and had email from Joanna Harness reminding me that I had a guest blog post that's due to be released tomorrow morning, which really means late tonight, and she doesn't have it, which is kind of a bit of a problem. So I spent the morning cobbling together a blog post for writers for amwriting.org, which should go live tomorrow. She likes the basic idea, but she thinks it needs to be tightened up a little bit. I can't say that I disagree. I wrote the majority of it before I had my first cup of coffee. So to say that it's perhaps a bit rough, I'm guessing that's pretty much an understatement. I'm going to lift the hood up here, see if I can get a little protection for the microphone. It's breezy here this afternoon. It's a beautiful sunny day, 50 degrees-ish, but windy. So, stuff. I recorded a short podcast in my class just before I started recording to you. The Technopoly by Neil Postman. There are places in it that just is crazy. I just don't get it. I do get it. I mean, I know he's got an agenda and he's trying to promote it. And the problem is that he does a very good job of supporting his purported facts. He has a lot of opinions, but his facts seem to be a bit sketchy. They also seem to be quite a lot dated, based on the notion that this book was written 20 years ago. Anything that he has to say about the computer, a lot of what he has to say about television is... I don't want to say naive, but dated, certainly. The reason I don't want to use the word naive is that I think that at the time, perhaps, there were some ideas that made a certain amount of sense then. Now, not so much. So it's been interesting. I've also been catching up on student blogs, because I'm supposed to grade today. And I still have two or three people who haven't posted anything, including their link, so I couldn't find it even if they did. So that's a bit of a problem for those folks. It's not for me. But I'm glad I let the extra three people in, because that'll pretty much fill in the empty seats that would have otherwise been there from the people who didn't really sign up. So what else? Krista D. Ball, Road to Hell, science fiction, military science fiction. I just finished reading it last night. Interesting book. It's not... There are a couple of problems with it that I can see, but as a story, it hung together pretty well. There are a couple of things that didn't quite ring true to me for military science fiction, but I thought as a story, it worked pretty well indeed. So... author's name is Krista, initial D, Ball, B-A-L-L. And the title is Road to Hell, as in Paved with Good Intentions. Grab a sample, see what you think. There's one thing that really keeps it from being a five-star review for me. I may be in the minority in it. I don't know if anybody else will spot it. There's a particularly glaring kind of idea that doesn't work too well. But the story itself is really quite good. All in all, really, really quite good. Now, there was only one explosion. There is a war. that it's military science fiction. It almost has to be. So, yeah. Now, let's see what else. What else? Deb Geary's March on the Top of the List has sort of stalled. She's still hanging in around low 30s. Last time I looked this morning, she was a 33. At one point yesterday, she was at a 31. Gone ahead of the New York Times briefly. I can't actually express how pleased I am for her that she's finding such success with her stories. It's inspiring, frankly. She and I write very similar kinds of stories, very similar moods and tones. So the hope is that if I could get my act together and actually get my 6 books out, that I might follow in her footsteps. There's been a lot of comments on the solacooper.com site about the blog, about the ride and delays. I've had a lot of emails about them as well. And, I understand. There's a certain level of expectation that is not being upheld. Whether or not we'll be able to turn that around, I don't know. But we're going to give it a try. So we'll see. Today's the 22nd. I've got largely nothing to show for this month. I'm quite disappointed in me, because truthfully, I'm the reason that nothing's done. It's really quite clear to me that I'm my biggest obstacle, and what I need to do is to find a way to stop being that kind of obstacle. So we'll see if that works out. I do know that having a deadline certainly helps. You've got an article due tomorrow really spurred me to sit down and put fingers to keyboard this morning. So perhaps what I need to do is to set up some delivery dates, some deadlines for specific projects. And I had one for this month, which was to produce The Furious Call by the end of the month. that worked out well. The other side of that is that I really can't feel too bad about it, because I think we're actually creating a stronger story through the incubation process. So perhaps I'm being a little harsh on me by insisting that I actually produce something. I don't know. We'll see. And no, it's okay. You don't need to tell me I don't need to be quite so hard on myself. I understand. We are, after all, our own harshest critics, I believe. The ACX boondoggle has taken a new twist. I don't know if I completely communicated this last week or early, when it first came out at the end of the week. Of course, ACX has said if you give your book away on Podio Books, then you can't put the same book into ACX for inclusion in the Audible.com catalog. Short summation of the problem. Now, that's a change in policy that has come about very recently. It's something that we talked about when I talked to the ACX's customer service rep, their primary person. And she was completely blown away by the idea that I would look at Audible as a loss leader, that the only reason to put it into Audible is to expose new people to my work, and that I wouldn't expect to make any money off it simply because the market was just too small. And she seemed boggled by that. And I explained to her the reality of picking up 100 new listeners a day on my free podcast, and that unless Audible can approach anything like that in terms of distribution, it's really pointless for me to go to Audible at the expense of PodioBooks.com. I spent 5 years building the brand. I spent 5 years building it up. There's no reason for me to go there and sacrifice 100 new listeners every single day. It just makes no sense. So, with that change, that really changes the arrangement that PaudioBooks had, an agreement that PaudioBooks had with Audible that has been quite long-standing. It's long been the case that books on PaudioBooks would be made available at Audible. In fact, it's actually a problem because many books on PaudioBooks.com are really quite short, and as such, they fall into a no-man's land in terms of pricing, since the producer does not get to set the price. Audible does. And it falls in between the too big for one credit, too small for two problem. So people who are using the subscription model in Audible.com don't want to pay two credits for a $7 book, because two credits is $10, which is what their monthly subscription is. And of course, they can't get it with just one because the book is $7. So they have to burn two credits for the whole month in order to get the book on Audible.com. Now, for a book that's $20, spending $10 to get the Audible download, that makes a certain amount of sense. People are happy to spend $10 to get a $20 book. They're not so happy to spend $10 to get an $8 book or a $9 book. So it's an interesting issue. I've put my hood back down again, so you may get more audio artifacting from the wind, but I can't stand it rattling in my ears anymore. So anyway, the offshoot is that Ivo has a phone appointment with one of the directors of marketing at Audible set for Monday, and they're going to start talking about some things that perhaps Audible is not aware of, or perhaps they are, and are purposefully working to undercut and undermine the other markets. Now, I really don't know how much of a market this audiobook thing might be. I said at some point this week that, you know, an extra 50 sales a year doesn't really amount to much. And it doesn't for me. But what if I'm wrong and it's really an extra 50 sales a month? That could be good. That could be an extra 10%. Could be more. So one of the issues is where do you put it in the list? And with some talks with Sigler, he's on Back My Books. Back My Book, I think it is. BackMyBook.com. And he says he's moving a lot more than copy money in terms of the amount of downloads, the number of downloads, the number of sales that he's getting through Back My Books. And he does get to keep most of it. It's not like the 25% revenue sharing idea from Audible. So perhaps I will get my head together with him and trade some info and see what we can come up with in terms of creating an audiobook. Oh, and speaking of getting info, somebody left me a Google Plus message just before I left the house about the Sarah Bound in the Dark. And I've got a label. Actually, I've got labels for both of them. And what I need to do now, and this is like just happened this weekend, what I need to do now is get in touch with Keith over at Mountain's Edge and see if these labels will work for him. The labels were done with the idea that they would be printed full size on the front of a full bag. And unfortunately, the rationale that we've got, or the model that we've got, is it needs to be printed on a label, and that label needs to be stuck on the bag. That printing and labeling, by the way, Mountain's Edge will do. So we'll have to see how this all all plays out, see how this all works. It could be that we could get an oversized label. It could be that we could get the artist to scale it with a bit of different aspect ratio and make this come to pass. I've been kind of dragging my feet because I really didn't want to do Sarabande the Dark if we didn't have the Giacomo Arabasti. And the Giacomo Arabasti recipe is waiting for Mountain's Edge to get in a shipment from Costa Rica of a very nice, bright, flavored coffee that I think would go quite nicely blended with perhaps some South American Colombian. So we'll have to see how this is all going to play out. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, I really wanted to have it ready for Christmas, but on the grand scheme of things, you know, it didn't happen. I think it's going to be fun when it does. I also don't think it's going to be a big revenue generator. It'll be one of those this is cool factor things that I really like to do and need to do more of, actually, so it keeps me enthusiastic about my product. So yeah, Zyphira's Call, I got it started. I got the new first act underway. I worked on it a little bit yesterday, not a great deal. I worked on it. I read over it this morning. I won't say that I worked on it. And I like where it's going. It still feels a little clunky, but I think what I have to do is actually blend it all together, get up to the point where the story that I wrote in November starts, and then I'll have a much better feel for how it flows and what the rhythm of the story is going to actually be. And the clunkiness I can work on once I see what it looks like. So tomorrow's Monday. Should be a big writing day for me tomorrow. I've got a couple of chores to do in the morning, and I don't have a lot to do in the afternoon. I've got an evening appointment that should let me do some writing for at least an hour in the evening. And my goal for the day tomorrow is to get this writing in shape so that I can take it with me. So while I'm waiting for the child, my younger daughter, to finish her work, the children corral tomorrow, I'll be able to get some writing. Wow, that wind probably sounds terrible. It's quite brisk right at the moment. I don't know. I don't have a wind gauge other than, wow, that's windy. I've worked up the sweat under my jacket. The wind is sneaking in through the crack, turning that wet shirt to coat into a really pleasant, clammy experience. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad I shared that with you? All right. Put the hood up. Back to the wind. Wow. It's a pretty sustained wind right at the moment. I'm almost home. I'm crossing by the top of the park now. So I think what I'm going to do, rather than try to yell above the wind and fight this, I think what I'm going to say is, you know, I'm almost at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.